Welcome to Pure Championship, a podcast from Pure Fitbot, purely focusing on the Scottish Championship. I'm Chris Sampson and I'm joined by Cammy Anderson. Hello, Cammy.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all good. Looking forward to another podcast and football returning this weekend.
Definitely, I know. We've got something a little bit different today. We didn't really want to go a week without some championship chat. So following the international break and the Tannock's Caramel Wafer Challenge Cup matches over the weekend, we thought we'd have a quick chat about the matches coming up this coming weekend on match day 9 as we close out the first quarter of the season. We'll just get fired right into it. There's unfortunately no BBC Scotland Friday night match this week, so we'll randomly dive in with Dundee against Partick Thistle. Cammy, what are you thinking for this one?
This game, I'm thinking, is probably going to be quite an interesting one to watch. Dundee obviously got their result against Arbroath last week, and then Partick obviously progressed in the Tannock's Caramel Wafer Cup. So both teams are obviously going to be keen to kind of build that winning run, and yeah, it's a game I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I think I got down, obviously Thistle had a good result and a decent performance against Conas Key Nomads in the Tannocks. I spotted that Osman Kaki was named man of the match in that match. I think I've been quite critical of him in the first couple of episodes that we did, obviously when Gary Caldwell was still in charge and Thistle were really struggling. I think he hasn't played in the league yet for Ian McCall, so it remains to be seen whether he'll keep his place for this one or whether Ryan Williamson will be the starting right back. However, I did spot for the Conas Key game that they actually both played, and Kaki was playing in a more advanced role actually, so they could go with both again, and both did combine quite well for Rafa De Vita's goal. I was noticing umpire in Burville as well, Thistle fans haven't really seemed that convinced by Ryan Williamson so far. What have your thoughts been from your Dunfermline experience?
When Ryan exploded, I guess that probably is quite fair to say. He came in really, really raw. I think he was only 16 or 17 kind of when he made his debut, and went on to play for us for a good few years until he left just in that summer there, when he'd kind of broken through, really promising, and he was known for his attacking runs, always kind of being known for not being all that good a defender, but kind of was able to mask that, certainly in the lower levels when he broke through in the team by his runs. He unfortunately had a few serious injuries, which I think have ultimately stalled his career a wee bit, so I think it probably was best for him to leave the Pars in the summer to join Partick, where, I mean, yeah, I think he needed it, and I really like him. He was a really good lad as well, so yeah, I'm hoping he can do well at Partick.
Yeah, he got some Scotland under 21 caps as well, did he not, while he was still at Dunfermline?
Yeah, he did. He's one of a few that have had kind of caps in recent years at the Pars, and unfortunately just hasn't really been able to kind of kick on or build on from that.
The other thing I was looking at for this game is obviously Kenny Miller. You wouldn't bet against him scoring against his old club, would you?
No, I mean, I think Kenny Miller's probably going to score. I mean, whether Partick will go on to win the game remains to be seen. I think Dundee have looked a bit better in recent weeks, kind of compared to how they started the season. And, of course, Dundee are certainly going to be keen to get a win over Partick. I mean, they're really needing the win to kind of keep the pace with the other teams above them in the league and risk kind of falling a few points behind if they don't get that win. But it's a kind of similar situation for Partick. They're currently propping the table up and could find themselves a few points behind if they fail to pick up points. So both teams, I think, certainly will be going for it on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I'm wondering who's going to be starting up front for Dundee. I think Hemmings hasn't really set the world alight in his appearances so far. But Danny Johnson obviously kind of started the season and has come in and is a top scorer so far. So yeah, I'm wondering who's going to do that. But the goals came obviously from Declan McDade in attacking midfield the last time out against Arbroath and that comfortable win. So yeah, I think they'll definitely be looking to get that a good run of form together and building on that result from last time out.
Definitely. So what are you kind of thinking score-wise for the game? Are you thinking it's going to be a high-scoring affair, or kind of what are you thinking?
I think it could be quite a cagey one, actually. Dundee fans really want to get one over Ian McCall as well. Obviously, he used to manage down the street. So I might go 2-1 to Dundee.
That was the exact same scoreline I was going to go for.
Hopefully some of the other ones we've got are different for the matches coming up. Let's talk about Inverness Cali Thistle against Alloa. So the first thing I've got down for this one is the ugliness forward slash booty of Scotland in our many cup competitions, is that these two are playing each other for the second time in the space of a week. Obviously they played each other in the Tunnocks at the weekend and Inverness came out on top 3-0. Cammy, what are you thinking for this one? Think it'll be a much changed Inverness side this coming weekend?
I think it probably will be. If memory serves me correct, Inverness did make a few changes for this match and a few of the players that kind of came in done pretty well. I know Roddy McGregor, who we've spoken about previously, who's kind of been a rotational option, he actually made the SPFL Team of the Week, so he could well be in with a shout of another appearance. And I think certainly Inverness will want to build upon it. They could secure the third straight win across all competitions if they're to beat Alloa for what would be the second week in a row.
Yeah, obviously Inverness had that blip a couple of weeks back, but other than that, they have looked really good. And I think from what I was looking at the teams anyway from the last weekend in the cup is that Alloa weren't that much changed, and Inverness were, so I'm thinking probably more of another comfortable Cali win in this one. However, you look at how good Alloa were in the Dundee United win the week before that, and we talked at length about that in last week's podcast as well. So genuinely, this is one that I can't really call. I suppose Alloa haven't been that good on their travels so far. I'm thinking back to that 4-1 defeat at Capello as well, when Morton haven't really won comfortably against any other sides this season in the league apart from Alloa. So I don't want to talk about this every single time, but anything can happen in the Championship. So I'm just wondering what's going to happen in this one this weekend.
That was one of the notes I had down as well. As you say, they beat Dundee United and could well kind of do a double over a title hopeful in the league with like back-to-back weekend, should I say. So it's certainly going to be difficult. I don't think it'll be probably as big a scoreline. I think Alloa only had a few subs on the bench as well, so I think there is certainly still issues there for them with regards to kind of squad depth, something they may consider kind of addressing in the January transfer window. But everyone knows Inverness are rock solid at the Caledonian Stadium, so yeah, should be a tighter game than last weekend.
But they're not rock solid at the Caledonian Stadium. Obviously Thistle went up there and beat them the other week, so yeah, this one's too close to call for me. I think just on what you mentioned there about Alloa's squad, I noticed a piece, I think it was in the local paper, with Peter Grant, who was saying that he's deliberately chosen to go with a tighter squad this season, just because he wants to give all the players that he's got the best possible chance of getting game time. I think there was I can't remember who it was, but one of the players was working until 6 a.m. For the Inverness game or something at the weekend, and then travelled up to Inverness to play in that match as well. So part-time squad is stretched and it's thin, but that's the approach he's taken, and so far it seems to be relatively working. I think they've had some really good performances, albeit with a little bit of inconsistency as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Alloa, as we've always kind of said in the podcast, and I guess you could say Arbroath as well, are the two top best part-time teams in the country, and I think they certainly deserve a lot of credit for the way they managed to handle themselves in matches where, I mean, if you kind of compared a Premiership team down south to a semi-pro team, I mean, it would be an absolute no contest, but these teams continually manage to kind of make a nuisance of themselves, and I mean, it's great. I really like seeing that from them.
Give me a score in this one.
As I said, I don't think it's going to be kind of as big a margin as last week, but I still think Inverness will win this, so I'm going to say a 2-0 win. What do you think?
I'm going to go 1-0, just a bit more of a cagey. I'm just going to say every match is going to be cagey this weekend, because they could be, I think. But yeah, I'm assuming Alloa are going to put in a little bit of a better performance compared to that last weekend, but I do still think Inverness will come out on top. We've got Scotland debutant and home starting debut goal scorer Lauren Shankland up against the fourth best defence in the country and the best defence in the league this season as Dundee United travel to Queen of the South. Cammy, what are you thinking for this one?
This is a game that I think something's got to give in. As you say, Queen of the South have got the best defence in the league and fourth best in Scotland. They've only conceded six this season, but they're coming up against the United side who have been free scoring, and that's largely thanks to Shankland, who has grabbed 13 of their 22 goals this season in the league. So I think Queen of the South will certainly be tested. It won't be easy for them to kind of continue this run, but as we've kind of seen in recent weeks, Dundee United maybe aren't as good as some people think they are, so Queen of the South could perhaps surprise them, but in order to do that, they really do need to improve kind of their goal scoring. It's been something that's really let them down this season.
No, definitely. I think if you look at how many, like you said, how many goals they've only conceded six. And if that attack can improve, if Dobby can find his scoring boots, then Queens could shoot up the table. To be fair, if they continue to perform well defensively, they're not giving much away whatsoever. And I think, as we saw, Dundee United struggled to go to Alloa. Similarly, they might struggle at Palmerston as well, kind of similar-ish conditions. I'm not sure how Dundee United will set up in this one either. I think they have been probably tweaking as the game's gone on, just with how they've been the different teams that they've been matching up against, how they performed. Against Morton, obviously worked really well and they absolutely swept them to one side. Tried to play a little bit similarly against Alloa and it didn't really come off, so we'll probably have to wait and see how Robbie Nielsen sets up the team. But we do know, obviously, Shankland will be that one of the first names on that team sheet, and whether he is potentially marked out the game as he was against Alloa and as he was against Ayr earlier on in the season, in an away match as well, which sometimes can be the difference, and we've definitely seen that so far this season.
Yeah, completely agree. I think that is going to make a real difference for Queen of the South's chances if they can keep Shankland quiet. We've seen that Dundee United do kind of struggle, although the likes of Paul McMullen and Peter Pollitt have kind of shown glimpses throughout the season and kind of recently as well. I think they've also got to take confidence from the fact that United are quite inconsistent away from home. They've got a 50-50 win-loss record when playing away from home in the league this season, and I've lost both of the last two away games, losing 2-0 against Ayr and then 1-0 against Alloa last week. So, I mean, Queen of the South could well surprise them in this one, but I really can't see past Dundee United winning this.
What's the score going to be?
Obviously, as we've said, Queen of the South have a really tight defence. I don't think they're just going to capitulate and let in five or six. I'll go 2-0 with Shankland getting one off them.
Okay. I'm gonna rock the boat a wee bit and go 1-0 Queen of the South. So I'm going to back Dobby to find his scoring boots and hit a goal this weekend and to get Queens the 3 points. Next game up, we've got Arbroath and they're playing a Greenock Morton side who obviously came off the back of that 1-1 draw in the Pure Championship Derby last weekend with your Dunfermline side. I'm going to this one, I'm really looking forward to it. Actually, I can't remember the last time I was at Gayfield. I'm not sure if I've ever been. I'll need to check in on that one with my records. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one. A decent away trip for me, and hoping that Morton can get their first away league win of the season. Arbroath's poor form continued in the Tunnock, so they were kind of well beaten by Clyde in the end. It didn't really look like there was much competition in it. I'm praying and hoping that we can get a 3 points here to add to what I thought, probably on the balance of play, and I'm not sure if you'll agree with this, should have been 3 points against Dunfermline, but a draw in the end, obviously, in the dying seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably best placed to get your kind of first points away from home this season. Arbroath have lost their last four across all competitions. They've managed to score just the one goal and conceded nine in that same time. So, I mean, certainly they're a team that looked to be low on confidence anyway and struggling, although Dick Campbell will almost certainly be wanting the team to kind of bounce back. This run certainly can't continue for much longer. Yourselves, I think, really need this win. Yous are kind of there or thereabouts in the playoff race, and I mean, I think yous are wanting to build on that and kind of forget about last week's pure championship derby, which was, as we said on the previous podcast, absolutely dreadful, and then kind of build something starting from Saturday's match at Gayfield.
Yeah, I think I definitely saw some kind of shoots of encouragement against Dunfermline in the last match. A slightly different setup in midfield. Jim McAllister had his best game of the season, and probably his best game for ages, actually. He was kind of all over the place. I'd bring in Rhys Lyon 100% for Cameron Blues. I think that's just a logical change that we can make. Aidan Nesbitt came back in after being injured for a few weeks. Starting to look like if Billy King can get fit as well, he's barely made a dent in any minutes so far since he joined the club. Obviously he's here until January anyway, so yeah, I'm wondering how the setup's going to be in this one, whether it's going to be similar or whether it's going to be another away match where we just disintegrate and put in an embarrassing performance. I'm sure there'll be a decent Morton crowd there as well. I think they'll be attracted to an away trip to Gayfield too. My only other worry is that Derek Gaston starts and he puts in some kind of miraculous performance against us, which is not unlike we've ever seen before when we come up against former Morton players.
I mean, I think that kind of goes for most players, really. It's happened many a time for against Dunfermline, players leave us and go on and do well. You just need to look at Shankland. Yeah. Done all right for us. We had him on trial the summer before he went to Ayr. Alan Johnson decided he wasn't good enough, and now you look at him. So, I mean, it just goes to show how unpredictable football kind of can be. What are you kind of thinking in terms of a score for this one, then?
I am going to go 2-1 Morton. I don't see us keeping a clean sheet. Well, we've barely kept one all season, so yeah.
I think if yous are to win, that could possibly be the scoreline. I don't think there's going to be a lot kind of in the game or between the two teams, but personally speaking, I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw. I'm just struggling to see yourselves can I get that win. As you've mentioned, yous have struggled in recent weeks and well all season away from home. Actually, yous haven't kept the clean sheet, and yeah, 1-1 draw for me.
I mean, I'm not going to take it, but if that's your opinion, then we'll see what happens. And finally, then Dunfermline are playing against Ayr United at East End Park. Ayr obviously still managerless, but there's apparently six candidates up for the job and being interviewed probably as we're podcasting. I'm not 100% on who those six are, but I know there's a few names in there. Sandy Stewart obviously has been taking interim charge over the last couple of weeks. I think Martin Canning's in the frame for the job. Apparently John Hughes, Yogi's in there as well. So I think there's a few names, and maybe by the next podcast we'll have one to be talking about as Ayr's new manager.
Yeah, I think so. As you say, six candidates in the kind of running. Whether they'll have someone in place for Saturday's game, I'm not too sure. Given Parr's record against managerless teams this season, where we've played one and won one, I'm hoping that continues this weekend and that Ayr haven't appointed another manager. But that being said, Ayr certainly are going to be tricky customers for the Pars. They've travelled really well and just performed really well all season. I mean, the past, all four of their away games this year, they've won three and lost one of them, whilst the Pars haven't even picked up a win at home yet. So, and as much as it pains me to say it, I think Ayr are going to absolutely do us in this match, where although we're on a three-match unbeaten run, we're still struggling and we're just missing something. We need to make a few changes and fingers crossed we can get a result, but I'm really, really struggling to see it. I think Alan Forrest's probably going to cause a lot of problems for us. We'd mentioned Derek Gaston probably performing well against Arbroath. Michael Moffat's bound to probably do the same against the Pars. I mean, we just need to wait and see, but I'm certainly not confident. My expectations are low. If we go on to win, I'll be absolutely delighted.
Your expectations certainly do seem low. I think I'm wondering what Dunfermline need to do to get kind of on, get the results following some of the performances as well. We were talking about it throughout the week, and I asked you, and for me, I think obviously from the last game against Morton, Andy Ryan looked kind of lively when he came on, and he was much closer to Nisbet. I'm wondering whether Stevie Crawford saw that and saw a couple of signs of encouragement, similarly to obviously the same for Hoppy at Morton as well in that match, just with a little bit of a change of approach. I'm wondering whether he's going to go with that, or whether he'll try and stick to that. I was going to say tried and tested, but it's definitely tried and hasn't really come up with any of the goods yet so far this season.
I'd like to see Andy Ryan play as well. He's a player that, as I mentioned in the last podcast, has a brilliant goals per 90 rating, but just can't seem to keep himself fit. I can't remember if I mentioned this in the last podcast. Nisbet and him played together in the St Mirren win in the Betfred Cup during the summer, and I mean, it looked like they were going to score for fun, but for just a number of reasons, things haven't really clicked. Kind of seeing data lately and stuff, kind of online and on Twitter, there was a post by Fielder's Choice on Twitter who'd kind of posted the expected goals tallies compared to the goals, and then the expected goals against tallies compared to what's conceded, and the Pars really should have had 3.21 more goals than what we've managed, and it also highlighted that the goal, 32% of the goals that we've conceded are from penalties. So I think we're a team that's certainly not had a lot of luck this season. I'm sure that will eventually change, but it's certainly got to change sooner rather than later, or we could find ourselves in a really difficult situation.
Anything else from this match? You're going to make a prediction?
Yeah, I guess I'll make a prediction. Hopefully I'll jinx it. I'll say 2-0 later, but fingers crossed that turns into a Pars win.
I'm going to go 3-1 air. I think you might grab a goal, but yeah, I think Ayr obviously have looked good recently as well. So, and they were unlucky against Inverness. I thought they on another day they could have had 3 or 4 in that match. So, I do see them coming up trumps on this one as well. Perfect. That's just a quick preview then. Obviously, as I mentioned at the start, this is the last match day of the first quarter of the Scottish Championship season. Cammy, I think we're planning to be back next week with a bit of a review, I can't get my words out, of that first quarter, and just to see where all the teams are and where we think they should be or could be coming the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely, really looking forward to it. To any listeners out there, if you have any questions that you'd kind of like to pose to either me or Chris kind of for this review, we're more than happy to answer them. You can either tweet me at CammyAnders, Chris at ChrisSamson18, or Gav at PureFitball. So yeah, fingers crossed we get a few questions and we can hopefully answer anything you kind of want to know about the teams.
Definitely, or even if you've got some thoughts that you want to give us as well for your teams, we can definitely get them read out on the podcast as well.
Yeah, definitely, that, I agree with that as well. So we're calling Alloa fans, every fan that's out there, we want to hear how you think your seasons went.
I was just waiting for you to go through every single team there in the Championship, but you just went for all instead. Perfect. Cammy, enjoy the match this weekend, hopefully, for you. But yeah, hopefully you have jinxed it. And then I'm looking forward to my Gayfield trip as well, and we'll come back next weekend, next week.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Cheers, guys. See you next week.